Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another bite-sized political podcast. I hope you enjoyed this one, by the way. Make sure that if you do, you hit the like button on your phone before you leave the podcast. And don't forget also, by the way, if you want to support the platform, you can buy me a coffee, link below. You can go to DonorBox, link below. We've set up a new premium podcast, link below. It comes out once a week, every Sunday. So ordinarily, there's no podcast on a Sunday, but what we've decided to do is put this special one together. It's an extra long one as well. And yeah, you can subscribe to that right now. Go and do that. Do the subscription. Right. A long, long time ago, I was in the Scouts. I was in the Cubs and I was in the Scouts. I was also in the Boys Brigade. I was in every bloody youth organization in my young years. I have vague memories of it anyway. Such a long time ago. I didn't stay very long, didn't particularly enjoy the whole structure and being told what to do stuff. Didn't really see the point of it. So, yeah, that was my short experience with the Scouts. But, of course, the Scouts have been going along for a long time. But some people have got a lot of questions about the Scouts and the leadership of the Scouts. And that's manifest, for example, in the news that I read today, that the Scout Association faces a backlash over a new, quote, trans fun badge for members as young as four-year-olds, which some people have said is inappropriate. Oh, that's completely inappropriate. We will get to that in a second. Apparently, young Scouts have been offered pride fun, bisexual fun, and lesbian fun badges. What are they doing? This is grooming. This is grooming of in terms of the scouting leadership. The woven designs feature rainbow or striped patterns behind the traditional fleur-de-lis symbol, which was introduced by scouting's war hero founder, Robert Baden Powell. Mind you, there's a few questions about Robert Baden Powell we could go into, but we'll not, back in 1907. However, one critic last night said, asking children to be allies to what is essentially an adult political sexual movement was inappropriate. You're dead right it is. I mean, this pride fun badge, I'm looking at it, and it's a scouting symbol against the rainbow flag. And then the other one they've got is, again, the trans flag, because they all have to have their flags. Oh, it's so important you got your flag and the scouting symbol superimposed on top of that. In promotional material for the Scout Shop online, the Scouting Association urged members to celebrate inclusion with our Pride collection, as well as the trans, bisexual, and lesbian design. Members can buy a variety of items such as clothing and accessories to support the LGBT+ community. Oh, they missed the Q. You bunch of bigots at the Scouting Association. And it goes on to say, Scouts interested in buying the trans badge are told, make a bold statement with this vibrant Scout Pride trans woven badge. It's perfect for adding to a blanket, poncho, clothing, or a bag to show your support for Scouting Pride and the LGBT community. Scouting is open to all and welcomes young people and adults regardless of sexual or gender identity. Hang on a second. Right. First of all, the Scout Association has long expanded beyond boys-only clubs. Cubs are for girls and boys aged 8 to 10, and Scouts are for those up to 14. In its new youth section, the Squirrels, which is also being funded by the government in disadvantaged areas, it also welcomes girls as well as boys aged from just 4 to 6. So what's this? What's really going on here? Well, I'll tell you what's going on here. In my view, this is grooming. This is sheer, unambiguous grooming of young people by activists masquerading as leaders within the scouting movement. Now, I don't know who the specific individuals may be, but you know, scouting and being in the Cubs and stuff, these young people organization. I mean, leave sexual stuff right out of it. you know, let them understand how they can put up a tent, let them how to climb a tree, how to start a fire, how to, you know, do simple stuff like that, engage in nice, healthy, you know, playful activities and stuff. That's fine. Where the hell does trans come into this? Where does pride come into this? Where does sex come into this? Four-year-olds should not, repeat not, and kids as young as four shouldn't be exposed to sexual matters. Absolutely appalling. And in this case, I mean, you know, they're starting at four, but going up to age 14. This is a very tender age group where I think it's all about protecting the innocence of childhood. I know that makes me seem old-fashioned in 2022, but it matters to me. The innocence of childhood should be protected as much as is possible. And what the Scouts are doing is they're undermining it because they're asking the young people to buy into the LGBTQ plus agenda, the narrative, the trans agenda. Why? Why are you doing this? Why do I think we need to investigate the people who thought this was a good idea very, very carefully. I think we need to inspect the hard drive on their laptops very, very carefully. I think we have some serious questions to ask as to how this was considered to be okay. It's not okay. You are corrupting innocent minds. You're forcing four-year-olds to ask, well, what is trans then? When, you know, they're so tender, they haven't even started school. And you're corrupting young minds. I think that's one of the worst sins that can be committed, the corruption of young, very young people, and you know, not even at primary school, and you're wanting them to be getting into the LGBTQ plus agenda. No, this is grooming. We need to call it out, and shame on all of those involved. Thanks for listening.